Welcome to Movement Monday. Hello, my lovelies. How are we doing? I'm so excited. I love Mondays. And today, we're talking about something very special for me, dear to my heart. And this is the phrase, dare to be dangerous. I'm Lilith Rose, and I was a bit of a quiet rebel growing up. I'm still a bit of a punk, if you couldn't tell by my Instagram. But I love this phrase so much. And unfortunately, as a disclaimer, I was looking up before filming this, I was looking up that phrase to see where I got it from. I was like, I know I got it from somebody. I know I heard it somewhere. And I just wanted to check my sources. And I realized that the author, unfortunately, is Jordan Peterson. And I guess I heard it. So, no, this is not me endorsing any of his ideas. I think you should, you know, assume that I am not here endorsing any of his stuff. But I am here to endorse this idea. Daring to be dangerous. This was another one of the topics that we went over in when I was running a 3-month training program with my buddy Devin, who's been on the podcast. And this one resonated not only with me, but it resonated with the very diverse group of people we had. You know, we had all kinds of backgrounds and ages and just like a lot of different. But this idea resonated with them. And the more I talked about this ideal with them, it in turn inspired me even more. What does this mean? Simply put, we play life pretty safe nowadays. We have a very, you know, strict like background that is monitored. We have expectations. We have rules we need to follow or else we might not have a home or food to eat. There are a lot of risks involved in living now, and there always has been risk. But there are a lot of minute risks and a lot of risks associated with conformity and with all of these ideals that anarchists and the punk rock scene especially rebelled against. If you were seen as conforming in any way, you were pushed away. You said, we do not belong in here. I've recently been reading, I've just finished Laura Jane Grace's book, The Lead Singer of Against Me. She is very interesting, first of all, just to get an insight into the rock star life. I highly recommend it. It's very sad. So, you know, maybe if you are feeling a little down, maybe it's not the best book to read. But it's incredible. And one thing it showcased and why it reminded me actually of this is her description of the punk scene and how they treated conformity, like I said. And this brought this topic back into my mind, daring to be dangerous. What does this look like? When it comes to your personal life, this can simply mean taking a fashion risk. You know, it can mean trying to befriend someone you maybe wouldn't befriend. It could mean any number of things. It could mean making a move on that person that you have a crush on. It could mean a lot of different things depending on your life and what you see as dangerous. Because what you see as dangerous is very different from everyone else. Okay? I have a lot of social anxiety. I'm on the autistic spectrum. I have a lot of just social help that's needed. And I have fought through that and I have learned and I have prevailed. And now if I go to a social function, I can be okay and I can survive and I can thrive depending on the situation. But I can do that because I dare to be dangerous in the first place. And some of you might be thinking, okay, well, that's not being dangerous. That's just like learning a skill. Exactly.
I want to reframe our idea of what is a risk, and I like putting that in the form of danger because we are hardwired to escape danger, defeat danger, right? Fight, flight, or freeze. We get out of danger. That is in every animal's DNA. Escape danger, survive. And we do that as a social species, especially by being conforming to social expectations and by not breaking certain social rules that myself, with my differentness, really didn't understand for a while. I was very different. I took hella risks because I didn't understand that they were risks at the time. I was, 10 years old, and I had a group of kids practicing like how to use the force on a lawn. There's like 50 kids, you know, practicing how to use the force on a lawn, and with me as their director, after like church, because I didn't know that that was weird. I thought it was cool and interesting and fun, and I love Star Wars, and so I thought it was cool. I didn't realize that it was dangerous. And then now growing up with the social aspect of this, because this is where I personally see a lot of people struggle when it comes to this ideal, is the social aspect, because we don't like losing, social status. We don't like pushing people away. It's a survival instinct. And so having the benefit of not understanding social anything, I was able to dare to be dangerous from a very young age. And because of my life circumstances and where they led me when it comes to my battle of depression and then doing mental health advocacy and speaking on stage, I also didn't quite see how out of bounds that was and how unusual that was. For me, it was just very normal. That's just me. It's just who I am. I didn't see it as that big of a deal. As I became more socially aware, I started to actually, sadly, take less risk. I started to dress more conformatively. I started to act more politely. And I started to have this subduedness. And especially when it comes to transitioning, when it comes to embracing femininity, that only increased because femininity is often seen as something that's quiet and demure and poised, not something that's loud and abrasive and obnoxious and, you know, something that fights. Femininity that fights. That has to be a t-shirt, right? I have to make a t-shirt that says femininity fights. Awesome. But sidetracks aside and cool t-shirt designs aside, Once I realized that I was not, I would have made my kid self sad with how undangerous I was, but how safe I was. I started to then realize, okay, I need to take more risks. And that started in fashion, and it started in me dressing how I wanted to dress without aspects of gender expectations. And of course, you know, like we have to, like, you know, dress up for like certain things and like not overdress for certain things and blah 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 blah, whatever. In general, I pretty much dressed exactly how I wanted to dress. And when it came to social interactions, that I saw someone that I would like to be friends with, and so I pursued a friendship with them. That actually happened recently, is I wanted to be friends with someone. I thought we got along really well. I really thought they were cool, and I wanted to hang out with them, and I thought it would be an awesome friendship. And I pursued that. And it was a little uncomfortable, and the entire time, there's a nagging voice in my head that says, this is weird, this is weird, this is weird. But I'm like, am I hurting anyone? No. Is anyone upset? No. Okay, cool. We're good. As long as that's okay, we are good. We're fine. And so that was just like a simple social exercise of my own uncomfortability with being dangerous in social situations. And I still do the thing where I don't really realize I'm being like really weird and uncomfortable. I told like a very manly man that one of his favorite movies, Top Gun, was deeply homoerotic. And I think that upset him. And honestly, I'm okay with that. But when it comes, most people, when I bring up this topic of daring to be dangerous, they think of their professional life. They think of, you know, asking for that raise or making that sale or inventing this product or making this leap and working for myself. But that doesn't always have to be how you see that. Daring to be dangerous can simply mean writing an email, looking it over, saying, okay, good enough, and then just sending it without going like, oh, we'll change this word. Does this sound a little too mean? Is this too polite? That's like, you know, daring to be dangerous. And of course, these are micro levels. These are very small examples of being dangerous. When I think of the macro level, I think about who is upset about changes that I want to enact. I see something out there. I can see myself making this change over time. Who will be upset? And if it's someone in power who's using their power unfairly and wielding it in an inappropriate way, then that is my sweet spot. The macro level of looking at dare to be dangerous and taking the ideals of punk and anarchist without having a black or white thinking of saying, I have to burn everything down or everything has to stay the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way. We can be dangerous on micro levels. We can be dangerous on immediate levels. We can be dangerous on a citywide or neighborhood level. We can be dangerous to our HOA. I was say HOAs, like, you know, HOAs. But we can be dangerous on so many different levels. And for me, why this really speaks to me is it brings me back to some, like, that feeling I had as a kid of doing things that I wanted to do, of seeing injustice and wanting to fight it, of having a genuinely good heart and wanting to help someone no matter what, seeing a stranger in the street and wanting to help them. That's what this brings me back to. When I think of being dangerous, I think of who I'm being dangerous for. Why? Why am I taking these actions that have risk involved? Why? And for me, it's for that little kid. It's for that little kid that would, you know, just kind of lead people around, not realizing the risk they were taking. You know, if it's like someone didn't follow you, it was a kid that just like stepped in and tried to do something good that would try to like to break apart fights. That's who I'm doing it for. And honestly, that's like all I can hope for, and I'm gonna keep that for hopefully for my entire life, in keeping this ideal and thinking of how can I be dangerous today? Who can I be dangerous to? If that person, someone with any monochrome power, any microcosm of power, can I be dangerous to them? If so, how and what can I do? And it just feels great. It feels so good. It's such an adrenaline rush. It just feels great. It doesn't matter how small that is. It truly feels incredible. Dare to be dangerous. Do it in your own way. Do it in a way that's healthy for you. But I want you to take that this week. Throughout this week, I want you to hold on to the ideal and the thought of how can I be dangerous today. I'll see you in a few days with a full-length episode. Send me a message. Oh, honestly, over Instagram is probably the best place. A Lilith Rose. If you have questions, stories, or maybe some topics you'd like to suggest to me. And to see how I'm daring to be dangerous this week. We'll